Welcome to the In Their Shoes podcast. This episode is called Getting Old Sucks. I'm your host, Tony Gunk, aka Connor Reedy. Today, I'll be talking to you about the novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. This novel is about our main character Scout's transition from child to adult and her growing up in her hometown of Macomb, Alabama, with her brother Jem, her friend Dill, and her father Atticus. Since we are talking about empathy today, it is important for you to know the author's message about empathy, which is for the reader to understand and feel how a character feels about someone else or an event that has taken place so far in the book by seeing it through their perspective. The author develops empathy for the characters in a couple of different ways. One of the ways that the author helps to develop empathy is through the conflicts. For example, we had just come to her gate when Jem snatched my baton and ran, flailing wildly up the steps into Miss Dubose's front yard. He did not begin to calm down until he had cut the tops off every camellia bush, which was on page 102 to 103. After reading this, I could really relate to why Jem was doing this to Miss Dubose's flowers, and that was because, earlier in the book, she said horrible, rude, and very disrespectful things about Atticus to Jem and Scout, which angered Jem and made him want to do this. Another way the author helps the reader feel empathy for the characters is through key events. An example of a key event is, as the Cunninghams had no money to pay a lawyer, they simply paid us with what they had, which was on page 21. This made me feel how hard it is to live in Macomb for all these people, because a lot of them are farmers and a lot of them are really poor, and they're so poor they can't pay with money, they just pay with what they have, like their food and goods that they make. But it also made me feel how nice everyone in Macomb is, and how they make it easier to live in Macomb for others that live there. Overall, I feel that the author, Harper Lee, did a really good job of making me feel empathy for all the characters, because Lee uses and made really good events and conflicts in the story that really bring out emotion in the reader, and it makes me feel what the characters are feeling and what I need to understand at that moment. Well, that sums things up. That's this week's episode of In Their Shoes podcast. I'm Connor Reedy, and don't forget to join us next week for another episode. Thanks for listening. See ya.